The Hong Kong protests come while China's government cranks down on another movement. They're the Uyghurs of Western China.
That mostly Muslim group includes a moderate Uyghur scholar. Ilham Todi has been sentenced to life in prison, accused of being a separatist. Today, we meet Ilham Todi's daughter.
Johar Ilham is 20. Last year, she tried to come with her father to America, but her father was detained at the Beijing airport, and she had to decide whether to stay or go.
The staff asked me, "Do you want to get on the plane now?" And I was looking at my father, and my father said, "What do you think?" I said, "No, if you are arrested here, why am I going to vacation in America alone?" And then the staff asked me again, "Do you want to go or not?" And I didn't answer, and I was looking at my father, and my father said, "Go, go, my daughter, go, please."
The father, Ilham Todi, was supposed to teach at Indiana University. His daughter was supposed to come along for a short time. Instead, she went alone. She became an Indiana University student. She had to follow her father's legal trouble from afar. Until his arrest in January, they spoke by video every day.
We talk through Skype because every day we want to make sure that we are safe. Every morning, my father watched me to eat my breakfast and wash my face, brush my teeth. He just sit there and watch me to do that every morning. And after January 15th, just nobody watchmaking anymore.
Did you know immediately that he had been arrested, or was it simply a matter of no one picking up the Skype call anymore?
No, we talked a night before, so I didn't feel strange that morning that my father didn't call me. So I didn't feel that strange, but I couldn't sleep whole night. So after I came back from school, I felt tired, so I wanted to take a nap. And suddenly my father's friend knocked my door, and then he told me that my father was arrested, and I thought he was joking to me.
Are there other close members of your family who are still in China?
All except me, my brothers and my stepmom.
And how are they doing?
They're not doing very well. My 8-year-old brother, he saw how my father was detained, and they beat my father in front of him. So it was very high pressure for him, and he was under house arrest for half a year, even until now. So he got some heart problem, and he can't go to school now.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's kind of heartbreaking for me.
Now, at the trial, as you know, the government alleged that your father, Ilham Todi, they alleged that he was a Uyghur separatist, that he wanted that part of the country to break off from the rest of China. Was he a separatist?
No, he's not. He was basically just trying to advocate for Uyghur human rights.
He ran a blog for a while, is that correct?
Yeah. A lot of people post comment on it, write article and share the news, and that's not what government wants.
Some of the things that he wrote over the years made news outside the country. I've seen a few items, and those items anyway don't call for an independent Uyghur state. They do complain that Uyghurs seem to be discriminated against, that there's a lack of jobs, and seem to be excluded from the government. Those are the kinds of complaints that I saw. Is that the level of discussion he would normally lead?
Yeah, that's for job and for the religion thing. Most of the Uyghur people, they are Muslim, but in some region we can't wear hijab, the scarf, cover on our head, and men can't have their beard. But this is a basic thing for Muslim.
So in recent years, as the authorities zeroed in on your father, the police would come regularly to the house.
Yeah, it's very often. We call it drink tea in China.
People come to drink tea.
Yeah, like ironic things. Actually, it's not really drink tea.
Would they just come and sit then, or were they looking around the house?
They talk to my father, and sometimes they ask my father for computer and telephone. They want to check sometimes, but we have nothing that we are afraid, so okay, check it.
Now, in addition to running this blog, he was a university professor, right?
Yes.
You should have a chance then to answer something that I'm told the Chinese government has put out just in the last day or two, that they allege, based on three former students of his who are in custody somewhere, that the students say that they were intimidated by this man, made to work on his blog, that he was pushing them in frightening ways. Do you believe that?
Well, I don't believe, because I know all of them and we are like families, and how could my father force them to do that? I'm pretty sure those students were forced by the government to say my father forced them to work for my father.
Why do you think the government of China has considered your father such a threat?
Well, because my father's like perspective is such like moderate. So whatever inside of China, the Han Chinese people or Uyghur people or other ethnic group people, they support my father. So that's what Chinese government found out so threatening.
Can you imagine returning to China?
I don't think that I will be able to go back to China before I finished my studies here, because I am sure, since I've done all the things for my father, since I've spread all the news for him, I am also on the blacklist, I think.
Johari Ilham, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Her father, Ilham Toti, received a life sentence in China. By the way, in recent days, some pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong tried to unfurl a poster of him. Police tore it down. It's NPR News.